purpose, and pressing enter may seem trivial, but it's really a profound reflection of an intimate prayer rising from the deepest part of the heart. It's asking to be acknowledged. Initiating that search is a sign that the journey toward an elevated life filled with meaning and character is ready to begin. And here's the great news. Beyond the labyrinth of digital links, there is really just one being who holds the keys to unlock the answers to all that you were meant to become. That miraculous soul has been speaking your entire life. Of course, I'm talking about you. I believe every one of us is born with a purpose. No matter who you are, what you do, or how far you think you have to go, you have been tapped by a force greater than yourself to step into what I call your God-given calling. This goes far beyond what you do to earn your living. I'm talking about a supreme moment of destiny, the reason you are here on earth. Each one of us has an essential role in the whole of humanity. All you have to do is follow your path to answer the call. In the words of the Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. My hope with The Path Made Clear is to offer the wisdom of experience from the visionaries, artists, teachers, and trailblazers who've walked this road before you and who've shared their inspiration and lessons with me. The common thread among them, they have discovered that in this world, there is no real doing without first being. Within this book, you will find a guide to activating every layer of the miracle that makes you uniquely you and applying it to the life you envision. Committing to a life of purpose takes courage. There was a time in my own life when I felt torn between who the world was telling me I should be and what I felt to be the truth of myself. Today, I know for sure what I'm here to do. That's because I started listening to my instincts and paying attention to the decisions I made each and every day. If you're at a crossroads in your career or relationship, if you're struggling with finances, with addiction, or to take control of your health, the journey to lasting change begins with defining what matters most to you. All of us have a limited number of years here on earth. What do you want to do with yours? How do you want to spend your precious, ever-unfolding future? There's no need to waste another day wondering if there's more to life. There is, and it is yours for the finding when you're ready. Chapter 1, The Seeds. Your life isn't about a big break. It's about taking one significant life-transforming step at a time. August 14th, 1978. It was a Monday, my first day working on a Baltimore talk show called People Are Talking. It was also the last day I had a job. Up until then, I'd been a news anchor and reporter. I knew I was not my authentic self in those jobs, and my bosses certainly made no secret of their feelings. They told me I was the wrong color, I was the wrong size, that I showed too much emotion. I've always said that the best part about that experience was meeting my best friend Gail, who was a production assistant at the same television station. I could feel I was misplaced. Even though the 6 o'clock news was a time slot most young journalists covet, I was never fully comfortable in that seat. And when I look back at the tapes, I can still hear the pretend anchor voice I used on air. It wasn't until I was unceremoniously demoted to co-host of People Are Talking that I experienced the first spark of what it means to become fully alive. During the show, I interviewed Tom Carvel, the Carvel ice cream man, and the actor who played Benny on All My Children. Not exactly glamorous, but as we talked, I felt lit up from the inside, like I had come home to myself.